ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به حق تعالی.
In the path of the Imam.
Dear listeners, welcome to the first episode of the series In the Path of the Imam. This series, which consists of 32 episodes, intends to study and introduce the characteristics and practice of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. Today we further elaborate on the campaign of Islamic Revolution and late Imam's school against the global arrogance led by the US. The father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, upon compliance with the teachings of sacred religion of Islam and the practice of the Prophet of Islam and the first infallible Imam of his household, Imam Ali, blessings of God upon them, succeeded in uprooting Shah's despotic regime upon people's support and bringing about the sacred Islamic system for the Iranians. Throughout this series, we are going to introduce to you the ideals of late Imam's school. Many thinkers and political analysts have considered the Islamic Revolution as a phenomenon which is different to other revolutions across the world. These analysts have reviewed the features of the Islamic Revolution, pointing out characteristics which have been non-existent in the majority of revolutions worldwide. For instance, a number of commentators have referred to the religious nature of the Islamic Revolution as one of the distinctions of this revolution from other revolutions, reminding that the Islamic Revolution emerged victorious, while in the majority of regions of the world, religion was sidelined from the political arena, and the clerics and religious organizations were not involved in politics at all. However, the Islamic Revolution, upon reliance on the teachings of divine religion of Islam and Shia school of thought, managed to mobilize masses of people against the injustices of the former despotic regime and to establish a new ruling system which pioneers social justice and freedom. The campaign against global arrogance is also one of the other distinctive aspects of Islamic Revolution in comparison to other revolutions. The campaign against global arrogance, led by the great Satan, the US, is inspired by a religious discourse which formed the ideological foundation of Iran's Islamic Revolution. In order to properly understand the campaign of Islamic Revolution against the global arrogance, one should focus on the phase in time in which the Islamic Revolution culminated. The Islamic Revolution emerged victorious in a juncture in time in which there were two superpowers in the world, and the majority of countries were dependent on one of these two poles. Throughout the Cold War, the US led the Western Bloc, or the capitalist system, while the former Soviet Union led the Eastern Bloc. In this extremely competitive atmosphere, which even bordered a potential nuclear confrontation between the two superpowers, the majority of third world countries define themselves based on their ties to these two blocs, while the developments which took shape in these countries were directly and closely related to the will and determination of the leaders of the two blocs. Iran's Islamic Revolution emerged victorious under these circumstances, while concurrently negating both so-called superpowers, namely the US and former Soviet Union, and emphasizing on national independence. This is IRIB English Radio. Dear listeners, you are listening to the series In the Path of the Imam. Campaign against global arrogance is one of the pivotal concepts of the Islamic Revolution, which is rooted in the religious outlook of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. In the monotheistic outlook of late Imam, God Almighty is at the center of the universe and all of the worldly creatures should submit to the omnipotent God. On this basis, if a creature refuses to comply with God and rebels against God and his servants, that creature is considered to be arrogant and rebellious. In this discourse, Satan is the first arrogant of the history of creation due to disobeying divine order. Meanwhile, the ideal of Islamic revolution is confronting the arrogant powers and supporting the downtrodden and the oppressed. Based on this ideology and discourse, late Imam staged jihad against the injustices of the former Pahlavi despotic regime and the hegemonic powers, the US and former Soviet Union, turning into the flag bearer of the campaign against global arrogance led by the US. Dear listeners, Imam Khomeini did not restrict the campaign against global arrogance to the geographical boundaries of Iran and considered this campaign as a remedy for all of the downtrodden and oppressed people in different parts of the world. Late Imam believed that the Islamic countries and the oppressed people in the world should unite and stand up against the arrogant powers. The late Imam strongly believed in the divine pledge, which heralded the victory of the downtrodden and oppressed against arrogant powers, while urging the downtrodden across the globe to establish an all-encompassing global group in order to stand up against hegemonic powers. Based on the late Imam's outlook, the policy of independence from the West and the East was officially announced, topping the agenda of the Islamic Republic of Iran's government. This feature of the Islamic Revolution has been clearly reflected upon in the Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution. Principle 152 of the Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution puts emphasis on the independence and lack of commitment of the sacred Islamic establishment towards the domineering powers. Late Imam considered support for the downtrodden and oppressed people as one of the principles of the Islamic Revolution and strongly believed that the struggles of the downtrodden people against arrogant powers should be supported. Principle 154 of the Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution notes, The Islamic Republic of Iran considers the prosperity of the entire human community as its ideal and believes that the entire international community maintains the right to have independence and freedom. Thus, while completely refraining from any interference in the internal affairs of other countries, the Islamic Republic supports the righteous struggles of downtrodden people against the arrogant powers in any part of the world. The campaign of Imam Khomeini against the US-led global arrogance has continued throughout the rule of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Dear listeners, thanks for tuning in today. We will continue this discussion next week. Goodbye.